I have a little few remarks to make, and I also have a couple of announcements still. And so I hope you bear with me as I want to talk to you a little bit about AAUW in North Carolina. This is sort of my president's fireside chat tonight. Tonight we have, and I don't know where the numbers are, we have 68 people. We did have more than 80 registered for the meeting, but we have a number of people online tonight. We also have over 100 members and more than 30 guest speakers and presenters that were registered for our annual conference this year. To me, that demonstrates remarkable interest for AAUW issues in our state. As active members, we must help our legislators recognize the need for the Equal Rights Amendment. I cannot emphasize that enough. Please contact both U.S. senators to support the ERA extension bill, which is now in the Senate. That bill has passed the U.S. House of Representatives, and so we need to encourage them to proceed with passing it in the Senate. And you might also contact our North Carolina legislatures and ask them to pass ERA for North Carolina. The more states that ratify the ERA, the more pressure will be put to bear on the Senate to act favorably. And while we're doing that, at the same time, we need to continue promoting salary negotiation skills for women. This is a main program now for AAUW. So actively support Work Smart opportunities in our communities and Start Smart on our campuses. Work Smart is now available online at the AAUW.org website. All of you can take Work Smart. AAUW would appreciate having large numbers of people take this. In addition, if you take that website version yourself, you can then recommend it to your daughters, your nieces, your friends, and your neighbors. Let's all do Work Smart online and improve our negotiation skills. Women will have higher and bigger salaries if they know better how to negotiate. And finally, and also we need to continue our very firm resolve about Title IX. That is our sole legal support for women's equality in our educational institutions. I realize there are all kinds of issues today that need funding, and they need our help and our energy. But without a firm legal foundation for equality for women, every vital issue has to be addressed singly, one by one by one. I remember clearly when in the mid-70s, the Banking Act passed and all women in every state and territory was finally able to have her own bank account and her own credit card. Those things happen one singly at a time. With ERA, we have more legal support for all our issues. As we know, sometimes women's rights do get taken away. So that's the big message I have tonight. With all that's happening in America, our efforts to support women's equality requires our most vigilant support and attention in the coming months. And I heard today that we also need to be concerned about Title IX. So, and now I need to know, is Kate Nielsen online yet?
Yes, she is.
Oh, terrific. This has worked out very well. I can't tell you how pleased I am. Kate is our big surprise tonight. She was coming to our conference, and then travel restrictions got in the way. And then we had to cancel the conference anyway, so we didn't get to hear from Kate. I am most delighted to introduce Kate Nielsen to you tonight. She is AAUW's top policy advisor and counsel. She drives the organization's advocacy and legal work. Kate holds a law degree and a master's degree of public policy from the University of Michigan, and she is a member of the Maryland State Bar. It is my great delight to introduce Kate Nielsen to you tonight. Kate?
Great. Thank you so much, Jane. It's been such a pleasure corresponding with you, and I really wish that I could be with all of you in person tonight for so many reasons, but it is so much fun to see all your faces. It's just brings me great joy. Our members have always been the backbone and lifeblood of AUW, and that's true now more than ever. I had a call just last week with our lobby corps, which is the group here in DC that lobbies Congress every Thursday, and it just made my week. Their faces, their voices, their spirit, and their excitement about pivoting their normal activities during this strange time really lifted my spirits and energized me. So I feel the same way about you all tonight. For those of you who don't know me, as Jane said, I'm AUW's Director of Public Policy and Legal Advocacy. I've been with AUW for about 5 years now. When I joined the organization, I was brought on to really start and develop our state policy campaign. And then from there, I added the Legal Advocacy Fund to my portfolio. And then this past December, I took on my current role overseeing the entire department, which has been really fun and challenging and exciting, especially right now. I'm also happily able to announce that over the past 2 months, yes, during the pandemic, we have brought on two new staff members, one to manage our federal policy portfolio and one to manage our grassroots advocacy. So I'm so happy to have Letty and Robin on board, and they've just hit the ground running and done a remarkable job thus far. So the state of our policy department is well, I can report, and not least of which, because of all of you great members and advocates. So what are we up to? Building on AUW's history of coordinated and strategic advocacy, this year we released the 2020 Gender Policy Agenda. It's designed to focus on the key policies that we need to implement and pay attention to in this important election year. Within the economic security bucket, there's six issues that we've been focused on. Equal pay, paid leave, stopping workplace harassment, raising the minimum wage, ensuring retirement security, and protecting pregnant workers. Within the education bucket, we're focusing on strengthening Title IX, reducing the burden of student debt, and STEM education and careers. And then finally, within the bucket that I'm calling kind of fundamental rights, we're focusing on voting, healthcare, and ensuring that the ERA becomes part of our Constitution. So we released this blueprint before the current outbreak, but I think that virtually every issue is still pertinent and so important. And it really goes to show how AUW's mission is longstanding and so important in good times and in bad, before, during, and after the pandemic. These are going to be issues that we need to pay attention to. And it just goes to show what we all already knew, that many Americans experience massive income insecurity. So right now, everyone needs access to paid leave. We all need debt to be forgiven. We need childcare, we need retirement security, and we need equal pay. We also need to make sure that we can vote in our crucial primary and general elections this year. And we need to make sure our rights are not rolled back in the face of a national and international crisis. So within this framework, we're going to be asking a lot of our members. We need you to be advocating for these policies and raising the alarm on our issues. This can look like contacting your elected officials, either through our two-minute activist platform or directly yourself. It can look like writing letters to the editor or op-eds. It can look like registering people to vote and providing vital voter education. And it can look like having conversation with those in your network to let them know how crucial it is to act on these issues and to get out the vote. AEW is committed to helping you continue to make change and provide you with interesting and useful resources. I encourage you to check out our brand new website if you haven't already. It just relaunched in the last few weeks. And make sure that you also look at the AUW Action Fund, which is where a lot of our voting materials are housed. I also want to encourage you to check out some of our recent webinars if you haven't been able to see them live. Our CEO, Kim Churches, just released a State of the Association message, and we've hosted several trainings and conversations over the last several weeks. In fact, last night, I hosted a conversation with four state legislators about legislating during a time or governing during a crisis. And it was a really fascinating conversation that I personally really enjoyed and would have loved to have for several more hours. But if you haven't seen it, if you weren't with us last night, I think it's a fun watch. And then if you're able, I encourage you to donate to UW's Greatest Needs Fund. This is the best way to support our vital work during this uncertain time. I know that's not a possibility for everyone, and that is very much understandable, but we're so appreciative of anything that you can contribute to this worthy cause. Because together we can continue to make change, change the landscape, and support all women and girls. So thank you for all that you do. Thank you for having me tonight, and good luck in the next year. I hope to see many of you in person.
Super, super. Thank you, Kate. You know, she had to leave an 8-month-old baby to come and talk to us tonight. So we're tickled that you were able to do this. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you all.
Do our best.